This is Skyron Blau reporting for Food from Zanzi. A Western Cape farmer, Elton Greve, pleads with President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Minister of Police, Becky Cele, to take a stand against the recent surge in farm attacks. In an open letter to Food from Zanzi, Greve says that farm attacks and murders are not about race, neither is it about politics.
As a black South African farmer, I am concerned by the government's inept and callous attitude towards farm attacks and murders. It concerns me that our government sees this as a mere part of politicking, rather than a serious and sad pandemic and social ill gripping our nation. Farm attacks and murders are not about race, neither is it about politics. It's about the lives of men, women, and children who live their lives in fear, who, despite this, sacrifice their lives and well-being to feed our nation. The reference to me being a South African farmer is not intended to make this a race issue, but rather detract from the narrative that farm attacks is a white farmer problem. It is not. It is a collective one, both black and white farmers.
The former Chief Director for Strategic Land Reform Intervention says farming communities live in fear. Greve says what should have been a tranquil rural lifestyle has become one of terror.
And this is not what our nation should be about. Yet, sadly is. We have seen a lot of political grandstanding around this matter. Yet extraordinary, little to no action to demonstrate a tangible will to resolve this matter. Words don't resolve problems. Actions do. The inaction of our political leaders is even more discouraging. Our president remains silent. His Minister of Police is off at a tangent, implementing and policing a ban on cigarettes and alcohol, yet cannot take a firm and tangible stand on the matter of farm attacks. What will it take for our government to seriously act on this? How many more lives must be lost before our president will stand up and say, enough is enough?
For more information, go to foodfromzanzi.co.za.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food from Zanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodfromzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.